Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Dalid Omud Beis. And we are in the fifth item of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Simon Tuf Kuf Chof Beis, and we'll finish that in Yitz Hashem today, as well as finish Tuf Kuf Chof Gimel. Start at the very top line with the Mechaber Sif Beis. Mechaber continues telling us things that you can't carry on Yontif because of Uvda Dechol, because they look too much like a weekday activity. In Yotzim Bekisa, you shouldn't go out with a chair. In other words, somebody shouldn't be carrying you on a chair. This is true, Echod Eish v'Echod Eisha. Whether it's a man or a woman being carried on these chairs, they used to do this for COVID purposes. The Mishnah will discuss when it's allowable. V'Eisha, you Rabin Tzrichla, but for a man that is needed for public needs, for example, for mitzvah purposes, to give a shir, mutter, you'd be allowed to carry such a person. And you can carry him on people's shoulders when necessary, even in some sort of a special chair called an apirion. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Dalid, Shahir Darkum Lahotzi es hanichbod bekise. They would carry important people on a special chair. Shahir Hu Yoshev bekatedra, that they would sit on this chair. Vacher Mayunosin es hakatedra. And other people would carry this chair on their shoulders. The reason why they did this well is that people shouldn't be pushing against this very chashuv person, or it's a muddy road, and this way he wouldn't get his clothing dirty. So therefore they would carry him. It was a sign of covet for this important person. For Kosovo post, the post would bring down the Dafka Bekise Oster. It would only be forbidden to carry him on the special kise. That looks too much like a weekday activity. However, I will know so Aksefa, but to put him directly on somebody's shoulders, Shaloba Kise, without this special chair, that would be mutter. That would be permissible. Dear Shu, footnote number 9 brings down Mimashal Uchilek Benim Yochel Alechas below Kise Alo, from the fact that it doesn't mention that he would be able to physically walk with or without this chair. So mashma she'osu gam b'mokum she'en yochol alechas klal b'lo kisei, that we're talking here even if he is unable to walk without this chair and they have to carry him. And this is the opinion of the Taz as well. And he says, Shirak b'makel. In yesterday's share, we learned that with this walking stick, we sometimes allowed you to use the walking stick im en yochalechas klal, if you couldn't go walk at all. Mishum shu atzmu nosei samak, because that, we allowed it because you're carrying the walking stick itself and you need that to balance yourself. But with the chair, other people are carrying it and therefore they didn't give a heter, even if you can't get around without that chair. Dish foot number 10 brings down without taking a child out in a wagon, a carriage for a child. So he says, the velt is mako. The opinion is that we're allowed to do so. And he brings down from Dayan Weiss, that's all in the Minchas Yitzchak, Shekivon Shein Omedes Wagol Lunesil, America Gogo. People don't take this trip for a 5-mile hike. Usually, don't take a carriage. They take it to go out on the streets. So, it doesn't look like a weekly activity. The Chazon Ish, however, was very makbid. He didn't let his family use these strollers on Yontif. And his brother-in-law, the Steip Lagon, and the Steip Lagon's son, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, brings down, he was makbid why their brother-in-law or uncle, the Chazon Ish, was makbid on this was because of Maris Ayin. Because in those days, Kazanish died, I think, in 1954. So, talking about in Eretz Yisrael, the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, so, Harbe Anashim lo yodim lahavchim in Shabbos liyantif. The level of awareness of Shabbos and Yontif was very low. V'yichashvu she'osu b'Shabbos rak mishum chumrah. And they might think that the only reason you can't do this is a chumrah. It's not really osur. And therefore, the Steip Lagon said that nowadays when people, Baruch Hashem, are much more knowledgeable about differences between Shabbos and Yontif, and if you do something on Yontif, they'll know that you can't do it on Shabbos. So he says, min hadin mutar adav. He says, one is permitted to go and use a baby carriage. Go to Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Hey, but if a lot of people need this person, then you can carry him on the special chair. For example, you need him for a Beis HaMedrash or Drosh. You need him for a Beis HaMedrash to give the shir. Deir Shifut number 11 brings down, the same thing would apply if he was doing something for a general public good. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings down, that's also permissible. If he's doing some great mitzvah, so the Shel Shul's Rab Poalim says that that's permissible as well. Sivkot and Vav, it's permissible to carry him in this situation on this special chair. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'afilu yochol leilich baraglav, even if he could walk on his own. Nevertheless, still mutter to carry him on the special chair. Im yesh b'zeh ezet tzorach, as long as there's some need for it. For example, kadesh lo yitanek begodav, it's a muddy road, and he would get his cloak or smock dirty. Oh, kadesh lo yitchoku anoshim, because everybody would press up against him. Today we could add, maybe it's dangerous in public like that. Whatever. V'koshekenim hoya zokein otorach halicha, machmas chushoso. And the same thing would apply if he was an older person, and it would be difficult for him to walk, so then you could carry him in this way as well. And you can also carry him al hakosif. The Mishbura Sivkot and Zayin. Pirush afilu al hakosif. On the shoulders is allowed. Shemesim kolecha jodol al kosif chavir. Everybody puts their hands on their shoulder, the person in front of him, and you create a chair with their arms. Vakis shodim yoshev alav al zroseim. The person sitting, so to say, on their arms. Vakoshkin and also makisim in them. Certainly, if they're carrying the chair in between their hands, that would be acceptable as well. The Chofetz Chaim in Shaar Zion Os Ches brings down from the poskim in mutu liso kisev biyantif. Can you take out a chair? So if he has to sit down, you'll have a chair ready for him to sit down. He brings down the different opinions about the poskim. He says, look in the Taz and the Bach. But he says, in Rabin Srichalo Lukulam Mutter. Certainly, if it's needed, then if he's an important person, he's needed for the public, you can do this. And Dirshu footnote number 12 brings down the opinion of the Marshal is also that there is Ein Issel Hotzi Kise Achri Odom, Kadeshi Mazuman Lo Im Yisrael Shevis Lov. There's no problem in doing so. Vafilu Ein Rabin Srichalo, even if they don't need him. And he says, because it's Sarah Hayom. The Taz disagrees and says, there's Zilzul Yontif to do this. And he says, if we're machmir on the stick of a blind person that didn't absolutely need it, so then we should be machmir over here on the kisei as well because of Uvdin Dechol. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Mi shenis kavtsu, somebody whose legs became shriveled. Ramos says, Pirush, shenitz misu v'nasu k'tzorim. They shriveled up and became short. And in other words, he has some sort of an injury to his leg, whether it's medical or surgical. Gide shokov, and this has caused his legs to be shorter, and he can't get around without a stick. Yochol lotzis makel. Such a person can certainly go out with a makel on yontif. Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches explains, afilu shesrab. This is even into a public area. The nechshav lo kimino. This is like for him a shoe. Kivin sheni yochol leilich lebilto, because he can't go without it. Siv dalit. The Mechaber writes, ein manhigin behemo b'makel. As opposed to a human being who may be able to for himself, you're not allowed to take a stick and use a stick to direct an animal on yontif. Mishmur explains the Sivkot and Tess, afilu azmine lahamakil miyasm lekach, even if you designated this stick before yontif to be used, so it's not a muktza question. The shuv lesbe mishum muktza, there is no question of muktza in this situation. However, also, it's still nevertheless not allowed because the merse command the ozu lushuk lumachra, because who carries a stick around to go and lead and direct an animal? Somebody's bringing the animal to market. So people don't realize that you're not doing that, and they're going to think that, rahman al-san, that you're going and taking the animal to the market to sell it on yontif, and therefore it's a maris ayin issue, and it's not allowed. With this, we conclude Simon Tof Kuf Chof Beis, and now we start Tof Kuf Chof Gimel. Dinam HaNohagim BeBehemos BeYontif, other animal-related laws on Yontif. B'chaber starts off Sif Aleph. Mesirim Zvuvim HaNitlim BeBehema Afu Bishen Osin Chabura. You're allowed to go and remove the flies that are attached to an animal on Yontif, even though in the removal process you may create a Chabura. Now, what's going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Aleph, Rotsu Lomar, Biyad, you're allowed to remove these flies with your hand. Oh, b'magredes, or with some sort of a brush or a comb, shall eat, that's made out of wood. And she'eino muchrok, the reason why you're allowed to do this is not clear, it's not going to automatically happen. She'yitolish say right there, that you're going to pull out some hair when you're getting rid of these flies, as opposed to, ma'ashe'ein came b'barzel, if it's made out of metal, the comb over here is made out of metal, then it definitely will remove the hair, and it's a problem. Uki v'kameh is going to learn in a moment. Now, in Dishu, footnote number one, he brings down, but the Zvuvim Mamukza, how you'll have to go remove them with your hand. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, Mishum Tsar Bali Chayim Hitiru. Since this is no alternative over here, there's no other way to get them off, and it's potentially either an Issa Daraisa of Tsar Bali Chayim, or at least the Rabbanon of Tsar Bali Chayim. So therefore, in this situation, this Tircha is allowed because of Tsar Bali Chayim. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Le'inyan Lahalos B'yadayim B'Shabbos Behemosh and Nofel Le'am HaSamayim. Previously said that the animal fell into a pit of water, that you're not allowed to go and do it, even though it's Tzar Bali Chaim. You're not allowed to take it out from there because it's Tzar Bali Chaim. Nevertheless, it may not be allowed if you can do it in any other way. So you should do it in another way. But here, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, there is no other way. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, however, if there is another way, then do it with the other way, because that would be Tulpulim Atzad, and that would be Mutter for the animal to do this in this way on Yontif. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Bey says, even though you're going to make a chabura, so you're still allowed to do this. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mechaber is telling us, is Rotsu Lomar, Shaluf Amin Nase Chabura Edizeh. It's not a guarantee, it's not a psik resha that you're going to make a chabura. It's just possible that you can make a chabura. Therefore, Kivin Shueno Miskavin Lazeh, since you have no intention of doing so and it's not a psik resha, you'd be allowed to do this with this wooden comb. Now, we go to Sif Beis. Ein Megardin Behema, but you wouldn't be allowed to use it with a metal comb
on Yom Tov, because you're going to pull out the hair for certain. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkot and Gimel. Hainu Shabarzel, as I just said, this is talking about the metal comb. Sif Aleph was talking about a wooden comb. Shibavadi Yitolish Seyari Dizeh. With the metal comb, apparently the facts are that you're definitely going to pull out some hair if you comb the animal's hide and hair with this comb. V'avshin Machavil is that, you have no interest in that hair that's being pulled out. And in fact, you in fact don't want it to be pulled out. It's certainly not good for you that the hair is pulled out. Nevertheless, even though you have no intention for this to be pulled out and it doesn't benefit you in any way that the hair is pulled out, it still is forbidden. As we learned in Hilchos Shabbos. Now, the Chavetz Chaim adds over here in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masu Mipnei Masheres Seyar, he brings up for the Shittim Kubet, says there's another reason as well. That with this type of a metal comb, you're also definitely going to make a chabura, not only pull out the hair. And he brings this down from the Piskei Tosfos, that that's the other reason why you can't do this with a metal comb. Siv Kimmel. The Mechaber writes, in Miyaldin Behemu Biyonti, if you're not allowed to go and help an animal to deliver a baby on Yontif. However, al misadino, so you are allowed to assist in such a way. For example, sha'ochez bavlod shlo yipolards, you're allowed to grab the child as it's coming out, the baby calf, let's say, that's coming out of the mother, you're allowed to grab it so it shouldn't fall to the ground and get hurt. And likewise, when the calf comes out, the baby sheep or goat or other kosher animal comes out, you're allowed to blow into its nose to, so to say, resuscitate it. It has some blockage in its nasal passages and can't breathe, so you're allowed to go and resuscitate it by blowing into the nose. But no thing. And likewise, if the baby isn't feeding, so you're allowed to help it and assist it by moving the mother's teeth into the baby's mouth. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dala tells us, what does it mean that you're not allowed to go and assist in the delivery? You're not allowed to pull the baby out of the mother's womb, the animal's womb. That's too much of an excessive work. The issue, footnote number two says, however, liftoach pesach b'shalpuchis, to make some sort of an incision, or to make some sort of a hole in, shalpuchis is often translated as the bladder, or maybe some sort of amniotic sac fluid, to make some sort of a hole there, in order that the vlad should come out, so that Rosh Shlomo Zalman says is permissible. Mutu lasus kein. The aim is emishum is a boner. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that that doesn't constitute boner, because it's not a permanent hole that you're making here. You have no interest in it being a permanent hole, and in fact, nechshav kepesel shenem iskayim, it's going to heal on its own. It's going to go and reseal. So therefore, that is allowed. Mishnah Berurah continues to sifkot and hay. You're allowed to blow into the nostrils of the little baby animal that came out, because shenichirav nistumlo beririn. The nostrils are plugged with ririn, various types of secretions, and you're basically clearing them by blowing into them. You're taking some sort of a suctioning of the secretions to allow the baby to breathe. We do this with human children, little babies that are born in the hospital sometimes can't breathe, so we suction them, and that allows the baby, Be'ezus Hashem, to breathe and to breathe on its own normally. So you're allowed to do the same thing here on an animal, on Yontif, that's not considered excessive tircha. Now we go to Siv Dalid. Mechaber writes, Behemo Shericha Kovlodo, if the mother is not taking to the baby, in other words, she's distancing herself from the baby and is going to not care for that baby, and that baby will obviously die. This animal will need its mother to survive. So this little baby animal, the mother is ignoring it. So Mutalizale, if you're allowed to go and sprinkle on it, the Ramas is Pirush Lishbok, to pour on it, May Shulyosa, the water from the placenta, in other words, the amniotic fluid, can be poured on the baby to stimulate the mother to remember the birth process, as we'll see, and take care of this baby animal and not ignore it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkan Vav. Alav means al havlat, to pour it on the baby. Why? Kedesha toriach recho, so the mother will smell this amniotic fluid. Usarachim will have mercy, alav, on this little baby child. Dirshu foot number 3 says, but what about the fact that it's muktza? Amniotic fluid, the water in the amniotic sac, has the status of being muktzah, it has no purpose. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Mutra Dover Mishum Tzar B'Lechayim. Here, it's permissible. The rabbis didn't institute muktzah in this situation because of Tzar B'Lechayim. Again, Tzar B'Lechayim is either the Raisa or the Rabbanon. And Le'inyan Zuvim, like we said, by the flies, Kivan She'ein Derech Acheres Mutra Lasuskein. Just like there was no choice. Here, there's no choice. You have to have the mother take care of this baby, or the baby's going to die, so you can do this pouring of the amniotic fluid on the baby to stimulate the mother to go take care of the baby. Similarly, the Mechaber continues, and he says, not only can you be mezalef to make shul yasa love, but another mechanism to go and get the mother to take care of her baby is v'litein melo egrof melach barachma, take a fistful of salt and put it in the womb of the mother. The womb is fresh, opened up, and it's going to be very sensitive to salt, and that's going to give the mother a reminder. Kadesha tarachem olav. It's going to cause her pain. It's going to remind her of the pain of childbirth, and she'll hopefully take care of the baby. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Zayin, Kadesha yechavla. It's going to cause the mother pain. V'siskor tzar leida. And in those days, this was felt to be definitely a helpful methodology. I don't know if it's felt today by the animal husbandry people, the veterinarians, to stimulate the mother to take care of the baby. In any event, this was allowed because they felt that it was going to be beneficial to stimulate the mother to remind herself that she just went through a painful childbirth and gave birth. And therefore, usirachem olav, and she'll take mercy on this little baby animal that she just gave birth to. And that's why you're allowed to do this. However, this only works for kosher animals. Avol hatzmeya also lasos kain. You can't do this for a non-kosher animal. The Gemara explains, we just had this in the Daf Yomi not that long ago, that a non-kosher animal almost never neglects its child. It's only the kosher animals that sometimes neglect their children. So since a non-kosher animal rarely neglects its child, Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sivkot and Ches, Sheino mikarvasu liolam, acha shirichaktu. If it in fact does reject the child, none of these mechanisms will work. Paradoxically, for the kosher animals that sometimes reject their child, these mechanisms of pouring the amniotic fluid on the child or putting some block of salt, a certain amount of salt, into the mother's womb, the animal mother's womb, to stimulate it to remember the child, they work for the kosher animals. But since the non-kosher animals rarely reject their child, when they do reject a child, it's impossible to use these methodologies to work. The child is rejected, the child is rejected, that's the end of the discussion. Now, we'll conclude today's year with the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, the Ayin Le'el and Simon Reish Memvav Sif Gimel and Hagah. Go look in the Ramah back that we learned previously in Reish Memvav. Sif Gimel, Im Odom Mitzuvah Shvisos Behemto B'Yontif. Are you obligated not to use your animals on Yontif? What is this? The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Kontes. We'll go back and look over there, Ayin Le'el and Simon Tov Tzadi Hei as well. And in Sivkot and Yadal in the Mishnah Berurah, what I said over there, the Chofetz Chaim says. And if you look in Deir Shufut number 4, he reminds us. He says, Shom Hevi, Shenechelku Bazeh HaShulchan Aruch V'Ramah. There was a big machlokas there between Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, Odo Mitzuvah, Ashvisas Behem to be Yontif. You are not allowed to make your animal do any work on Yontif. But the Ramah says, Yina Mitzuvah, your animal could do work for you. And the Mishnah Berurah there, in explanation of the Ramah, says, Laman Yonuach Shorcha V'Chamorcha Kamocha, the pasuk where it tells us that you have to let your animal rest, is talking about Shabbos and not talking about Yontif. And that's why the Ramah says you're allowed to have your animal work for you on Yontif. However, the Marshal brings down that Yontif and Shabbos are the same, like all other malachos, and the Mishnah Berurah adds that the Magen Avraham paskins like the Marshal and the Mechaber against the Ramah, and therefore, Yesh Lahach Mibrazeh. Therefore, we do say that you can't have your animals do work for you on Yontif. However, in regards to the animal carrying a masa on its back for you, so then we learned in Simon Tov Tzadihei Sivkot Yudalit, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to over here, Sha'af L'das Sha'odim Eino Mitzuvah Shvisas Bemto, even according to the more makel opinion of the Ramah, that you don't have to have your animal rest. Here, everybody agrees this, and this is the Rabbanan, for the animal to carry some sort of a burden for you. Kidei Shalo Yaseh Kidei Shu Osa B'chol, because this looks like Uvdu B'chol, this looks like too much like a weekday activity. Furthermore, the Shaar HaTzion adds over there, Kedei Shal Yishtamesh B'Bali Chaim, because otherwise you're going to come to use the B'Bali Chaim, and that would be a separate problem. Finally, this Issa D'Rabban in the Mishnah Berurah writes, Afilu Imotzi Es Hamasa L'Tzarech Yontif. Afilu K'sheno Motzi Mishus Rishus. El Arak Mimokin L'Mokum Bosa Rishus. So the din over here is, according to Mishnah Berurah, that even if you're doing carrying something for Yontif, you want to have a picnic outside, you need the animal to carry the picnic basket, so you're not allowed to have the animal do that for you. And even if you're not going into Rosh Hashanah, you're just carrying in a courtyard, so you still shouldn't do this on Yontif. This is a good break point. This we conclude today's share.